For the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Jordan McCamey. The Wyoming Business Council Board of Directors recommended 4 business-ready community funding requests and approved 6 community development block grant applications during its December 6th meeting in Laramie. The Business Council Board's decisions on CDBG applications are final. The board's BRC recommendations will now move to the State Loan and Investment Board for final approval at its 8 a.m. meeting on January 17th. The town of Basin received a $370,000 community development block grant to demolish and clear a blighted building in downtown Basin. The building, previously the Eagles Hall, is collapsing onto the sidewalk and into the adjacent street, posing a health and safety risk. For more information about these projects, visit the Wyoming Business Council website, www.wyomingbusiness.org, or call 1-800-262-3425. South Bighorn Hospital is looking to bring in specialty clinics to Midway. Bighorn Radio Network's Wendy Kaur with the story.
South Bighorn County Hospital's board is looking to expand its services. At the board's last meeting, Vince DeFranco, the district's interim CEO, said the district is involved in negotiations with Banner Health for an agreement with a podiatrist to offer a clinic at Midway. That's according to a report in the Basin Republican-Rustler. Additionally, DeFranco said they're also in discussions with Cody Regional Health to bring a general surgery and a cardiology specialty clinic to Midway. The newspaper says that DeFranco is also exploring offering telehealth services for the emergency department and remote specialty care. He pointed out that telehealth services are already being used in 29 communities in Wyoming and Montana. From the Bighorn Heating and Cooling News Desk at the KODI News Center, I'm Wendy Kaur.
Steamboat Geyser erupted at about 1:07 a.m. on Saturday, December 8, 2018, and set a new record. This eruption, the 30th since March 15, 2018, surpasses the previous all-time record of 29 documented eruptions set in 1964. Quote, "The heightened activity at Steamboat this year is uncommon, but not unprecedented. We have seen similar activity twice previously, once in the early 1960s and again in the early 1980s. Conversely, the world's tallest active geyser is also exhibited years of quiescence or no major eruptions, with the longest being the 50-year period between 1911 and 1961, end quote, said Jeff Hungerford, Yellowstone's park geologist. Quote, "We'll continue to monitor this extraordinary geyser," end quote, said Hungerford. If you've got a news tip or a news story for the Bighorn Radio Network, contact us at 307-347-3231 or email us at news@bhrnwy.com. For more news, sports, opinion, contests, and more, check out our website, mybighornbasin.com. For the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Jordan McCamey.